T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're joined now by, I thought it might be Tyler. He looks so young.
No kidding.
Kevin Lockett joining us, the former chief. I thought you might be your son. You're look. I'm like, you can get out there and play, man.
Man,
you look great.
No, I don't know about that, man. My body's a little beat up, but thank you for saying I look young.
You do. No kidding. I was like, man, when Tyler's here, so how much fun has it been watching him play?
Oh, it's been a blast. You know, I mean, look, anytime your kid does anything, you're excited about it. But for him to be able to play at the same level and to have the success that he's having, it's been incredible.
Yeah,
been fun to watch.
What's he think about playing with Russell Wilson, man? Like, do you ever go, what's that like, man? How's that do?
You know, he loves it. It's ever since he got in that locker room, they just sort of connected, and it's been that way all the way through. And so, you know, I've tried to encourage him. Look, it's rare in today's game to play for one franchise, and so I've encouraged him to try to figure out a way to stick it out and stay with Russell, because I know Russell will be there for the long term.
No doubt. So
selfishly, I wanted him to be a Chief.
Yeah.
So. You know, if that ever turns out, that'd be all right too.
If it does, we do have a Chief 16 jersey already in the closet. We got it made right before the draft. Kind of hoping the same thing.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. I like that. What about that catch that he had earlier in the year in that back of the end zone? I mean, first of all, what a throw by Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
But that catch by Tyler, man. Be a proud dad for a minute,
oh, man.
You know?
You know, there's actually been two or three of those this year and that one got the most attention. When I watched it on TV, and I'm thinking, oh, well, that's a good catch, but, man, he's way out of bounds. Then they showed the replay, and I'm just thinking, man, how did he pull that off?
Right.
But that one that was in the back of the end zone, I mean, I just think low percentage chance of it happening. Somehow he figures out a way to get both his feet down. But, you know, he's grown every year as a player, and we continue to see him get better. And I still don't think he's hit a ceiling. So excited about what he's got for the next couple of years, definitely.
What was better, the throw or the catch?
I would say the catch because I'm a receiver.
Yeah.
But, I mean, when you really step back and look at what Russell did, roll into his left and to put it in that small little window, I'm not sure someone could do that, you know, one out of 100 times.
Yeah, that was just an insane play. I mean, and now he's playing with DK Metcalf, too, and that guy turned into kind of a beast this year, man.
Yeah.
That's a nice little 1-2 punch they got going on.
Yeah, they do, you know. I was really hoping that Josh Gordon wouldn't have gotten in some trouble. I think with those three, they had a really good chance to try to make a run in the playoffs this year. But yeah, DK stepped up. He played very, very well. He's got a lot of room for growth. I think a lot of the plays he made this year were just pure athleticism. But when you talk about physical specimen, I mean, when you walk in and you look at him, he looks like Travis Kelce or something. I mean, he's just huge, just ripped up guy. But I think they got a bright future. Got a lot of young guys. Got Carson there running the ball. Russell's still fairly young. So I think they can be good for quite a while.
We're talking with Kevin Lockett. Kevin, if you looked at this Chiefs offense as a wide receiver, how fun would it be to play in what Andy Reid's got dialed up right now?
If I could be reincarnated and play in today's game, man, I mean you just have to run around and just sort of get open. I mean, the offense is incredible. And then you got a quarterback who literally can put the ball exactly where he wants the ball to be put. And so, you know, these guys that are running around, man, you can just see them. They're just having so much fun. But playing in this kind of offense is exactly what you want to do if you're a receiver.
You know, you say just kind of get open. Have you ever seen a quarterback, like, throw more dudes open than this guy does?
No, not even close. I mean, he literally can assess the situation, determine where the defensive back is, and he can determine whether he wants to put it on your back hip, whether he wants to put it out front. I mean, this guy is incredible. And it's funny because I watched him all those years at Texas Tech because I'm a Big 12 guy. And I mean, I thought he was good. And then when I saw Andy, you know, trade up and draft him, I thought, well, if anybody's going to do it, it's Andy. He's a quarterback guru. And so it's just been magical to watch what he's done. And, man, I look forward to watching that for the next 10, 15 years.
So why do you think he's been so much better in the NFL than he was in college? And, like, why didn't we hear about him in college, you know?
You know, I think some of it maybe is Andy. I think one thing that people don't give a lot of credit to is you see a lot of young guys come into this league and they're forced to play right away, and that's tough. Going from college to the NFL is tough. him sitting behind Alex Smith for a little bit, that was a big growth moment. When you've seen quarterbacks who come in and sit for at least a year or two, I mean, think of Aaron Rodgers, how long he sat. By the time he played, he had sort of adapted and he was ready for the pro game. So I think there's a little bit of that, you know, having being under the tutelage of Andy. But I just think he's a physical specimen, man. I didn't see those physical attributes at Texas Tech, but man, pro game fits his game definitely.
Well, you got Pat Mahomes, who is a decent enough baseball player. His kid's better than him. You're decent enough wide receiver. Your kid's better than you.
Like, that's right.
How come the kids are always better than the dad?
I don't know. I'm waiting for my kid to have his kid and see what he can do.
That would be outstanding. So when he becomes a free agent, how much of, like, convincing are you going to say, hey, why don't you come to Kansas City and play a little bit? You know?
Well, yeah, the odds of him ever becoming a free agent, I think, are very, very small. He's got 2 years left on his deal, and my guess is Seattle will do what they did with him on his first deal, which is try to wrap him up a year in advance. But if he ever did become free, Kansas City would, I think, be at the top of the list of one of the places he would look to, not only because of Patrick Mahomes, but because of this offense. He's really good friends with Tyreek. You know, family's here in Kansas City, loves Kansas City, so he grew up a Chief fan. He grew up in that locker room with me, so
yeah.
This would definitely be at the top of the list. And he's gotten to play under Andy at the Pro Bowl as well. So.
Sure. What is his relationship like with Tyreek Hill?
It's a good relationship. I think it started out as more of a sort of a mutual kind of respect, you know, relationship. You know, they both were sort of in the same era, playing wide receiver. Both weren't really viewed as wide receivers, if you will. But like when he's here in the off season, you know, him and Pat and some of the guys go up to the field and they throw. And so I think it's a relationship that's morphed into beyond just mutual respect, but one where, you know, they'll reach out, shoot each other notes, have a call. And definitely when Tyler's in town at times, he'll reach out to him. So
pretty cool. As a former Chief, what do you feel about Sunday? And we talked to Duran and he said, yeah, I never got to the stage. So this is for me too. Do you feel that same kind of kinship? I mean, this is for every former Chief.
Yeah, I usually had my big black trash bag out by now and cleaning out a locker and was moving on to something else in the off season. So the opportunity.
He said it, not us.
Yes,
right?
Okay, that's right.
Your point. You said that. It wasn't us taking a shot. Yeah.
But you know, I mean, the opportunity that's in front of them. I mean, this is incredible, and I don't think it could happen to a better coach. I've waited for Andy. I think he's been one of the coaches that doesn't have one that deserves it the most, and I think in Kansas City. Is a city that I believe deserves a Super Bowl more than any other city that's out there. And so, you know, everything's coming together, I think, at the right time. Hopefully we don't come out of that locker room to think that we can look past Tennessee and think we're in the Super Bowl. You know, if there are conditions, anything like this, that probably is in Tennessee's favor. So we've got to come out. Can't have the same slow start that we had last week against Houston. But, man, what an incredible time for Kansas City. This is what we experienced in that sort of 14-15 run with the Royals, times 100, right? I mean, we love our Royals, but, man, if we can pull this thing off and make it to the Super Bowl, this is going to be incredible.
How often do you look back and say, thank God I was an offensive player and don't have to go up against dudes like Derrick Henry?
Oh, my God, man. You hear all these other players and they talk about it. Tackling Derrick Henry is a business decision, right? Because it's sort of like, look, I'll run up there and hit him once, but, man, if I keep hitting him, I'm going to have a messed up shoulder, and if I'm going to be a free agent or something, y'all see that's probably not a good thing. So he's a big boy, man, and I can only imagine that in this kind of weather, you know, it hurts even more to hit him. But you know, I think what they've got to do is a couple things. They got to gang tackle. That's the first thing. But really, I'm looking forward to hopefully Chris Jones being back. That front line has got to get some penetration so they can get to him before he actually gets going. He's really dangerous once he starts coming downhill. Once he's 4 or 5 yards past the line of scrimmage, that's when he's tough to tackle. If you can make him move sideways a little bit early, then I think we got a good shot.
But I think that's where Dirty Dan Sorensen comes in, because that dude ain't afraid to hit anybody.
That's
you know?
True. That is true.
Need a little bit of crazy,
that's
right?
True. You got to have a little bit of crazy out there.
You said business decision. Danen told us earlier.
Yeah.
The wide
receivers
decision.
Are thinking business decisions.
All you guys
that's
are like
what
business decisions yeah. over there. Yeah. How much does that truly factor in, though?
You know, I mean, it probably more on the offensive side of the ball than anything, right? So there would be several times guys like me and Danen would, hey, you're supposed to go down inside and block Steve Atwater. Okay, yeah, let's see how good I can act and make it really look like I tried to hit him. But when we watch it on film, we all know I didn't really want to hit him. It's probably more on the offensive side because the defensive guys are crazy anyway. They want to hit people.
Kevin Lockett, thanks for dropping by today.
Absolutely.
That's former Chiefs wide receiver Kevin Lockett joining us here at Rally House.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.